The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The president-elect reiterated his desire for the US to take control of Greenland, citing that it is necessary for American national security. Greenland has been a self-governing territory of Denmark since 1953. Trump has threatened to impose economic sanctions on Denmark if his demands are refused.
You don't even need binoculars. You look outside, you have China ships all over the place. You have Russian ships all over the place. We're not letting that happen. We're not letting it happen. And if Denmark wants to get to a conclusion, but nobody knows if they even have any right title or interest. The people are going to probably vote for independence or to come into the United States. But if they did do that, then I would tariff Denmark at a very high level.
That's President-elect Donald Trump. For more on this, I'm joined now by Mogens Lykketoft, who is a former foreign minister for Denmark. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, were you surprised by Donald Trump's comments?
Yeah, very much so. Well, we can expect everything from Donald Trump, but this was actually the most out of line statement I ever heard relating the Danish-American relations. I mean, we have been the Danish. North Atlantic Empire was Danish-Norwegian Empire was established in the 12th century or something like that, and we have for the past 300 years had a steady integration of Greenland with Denmark, first as a colony, now as a self-governing entity, where they can decide exactly if they want to stay within the Commonwealth with Denmark, or they will be independent, but they will certainly not be a part of the United States.
Now, that independence movement is real in Greenland, and eventually it is thought they may vote for independence. Would you be concerned that some regime in Greenland might someday say, we want to be the 52nd state of America, given that Canada will probably be the 51st?
Yeah, I would very much doubt that it ever would be possible for 60,000 people on this North Atlantic island to be a state in the United States, have two senators together with California. That would be attractive, maybe, but totally impossible to believe. I mean, Puerto Rico is not voting in the American elections, and even the capital, D.C., is not represented in the U.S. Senate. So the Greenlanders will never be that kind of part in Greenland. But it's a very strange attack launched on an ally where we have had for more than 80 years de facto cooperation on the defense of Greenland. There are American base up there. And if they want more, they can have it. They had it before. They moved away themselves from that. But we know that the defense of Greenland is a common Danish-American obligation, and we have treaties on that. So it's totally understandable, except if it's a kind of idea of enlarging the territory on the globus of the United States. And the idea of making economic sanctions, tariffs on Denmark, would be an attack of the entire European Union. I mean, you cannot make selective taxes on Denmark. We aren't a tariff union inside Europe.
So do you suspect that Donald Trump really doesn't understand much about the Greenland situation? I mean, he's probably right in one sense that the maritime activities of China and Russia are all too visible in those waters, and there might be some sort of security interest for the United States that needs to be boosted somewhat.
Yeah, but they're free to do that. And in good cooperation with Denmark, we are also boosting the number of military ships up there now in the ongoing negotiations on increasing the overall defense budget. But we cannot do it alone. We knew that. I mean, from the beginning of World War II, when Denmark was occupied by Germany, the Americans took over military protection and established bases in Greenland. And we have, after the Second World War, signed everlasting agreements with the Americans about that. So it's very, very strange if it's not just megalomaniac idea of a president who wants to see the map of America totally, including the United States.
Now people are, and Donald Trump knows this only too well, people tend to be looking after their own interests. One of my texters says, the U.S. could give each of Greenland's citizens $1 million to buy them off, and it would only cost the American economy about $60 billion. This equates to only 1/1000th of the annual federal tax take and is tiny in terms of their national debt. It would be a fantastic and cheap investment by Trump.
Yeah, but I think you are right. This is the real danger that they can try to bribe the Greenlanders, very small people, a very small electorate. They can try to involve upcoming elections and referendums in Greenland about independence. And that's probably the real threat in all what he has said here. But I think from the outset, the Greenlanders, who are very much has very much become a family with Denmark. We have, I mean, a quarter of the Greenlandic nations living in Denmark. There's a lot of intermarriage over generations. They don't want to be part of the United States. But of course, there can be a huge bribery action here at some point.
And now, Trump might maintain it's all about security, but how much do you think it is about coveting Greenland's natural resources?
Well, there are natural resources in Greenland. There are metals for the tech industry, for telephone and so on, in the underground in Greenland. Some of it is accessible. Some of it is very, very far from being accessible right now. It takes a lot of infrastructure to develop it in those very, very freezy conditions and with very few places actually inhabited in Greenland, but also that is open for investment. The Greenlanders themselves don't want mining where there's uranium present. That has been a ban on that, and they are not agree with each other about that. But there are other possibilities where could be exploited for American or there is an American Australian interest in expressed in southern Greenland now.
Now, Donald Trump seems to have little interest in the environment. I mean, his attitude, even in places that are natural parks and so on, would be for oil, drill, baby, drill. That's his whole mantra. I mean, if the US were to take over Greenland, do you think they would simply plunder it in a way that would not be good for the environment?
I think that would be the concern of the Greenlandic people. Yes, very much so. They have their own regulations on that, and that has stopped the idea of digging a combination of uranium and other metals in a part of southern Greenland. So from the outset now in this discussion, I don't think there is any more than a very small minority among Greenlanders really wanting to be part of a Trump empire.
Now, U.S. House Republicans are seeking to support a bill on the possible purchase of Greenland. I mean, how would that be orchestrated? I mean, who would they pay for Greenland and how much would the price be?
Yeah, but that's a totally absurd idea. I mean, Greenland is a self-governing territory inside the Kingdom of Denmark as well as the Faroe Islands. We have no right to sell Greenland. Greenland is for the Greenlandic people. They will have to decide their own future. It's already agreed upon in the self-government agreement from 2009 that they have the right to take over all kind of public activity except defense and foreign affairs, where they are consulted, of course. But that's part of the Commonwealth of Denmark, so to say, and the queen, the king, and the Supreme Court. But everything else they can take for themselves. They haven't taken all of it because of economic concerns, but they can do it. And if they want to, a formal total independence, they can vote on that, and we will not object it. That's the legal framework for Greenland.
Now, one of my listeners has come up with a novel idea. Perhaps Elon Musk could buy Greenland as a birthday present for Donald Trump.
Yes, he may want that, but it's not possible. As you pointed out yourself, real risk is kind of bribing the electorate in Greenland at some point.
But not maybe during the next 4 years. That might be a little bit too quick.
That might be a little difficult with the formalities on the plate. And I think there will be a very, very strong common European pushback if there's any kind of violent economically violent effort to take over Greenland from a member state of the United Europe.
One of my listeners, Declan from Dublin, says, "What is the difference between what Mr. Trump wants to do and what Mr. Putin is currently doing in Ukraine?" And the answer is not very much.
No, I think maybe a parallel that's more present in my mind is how Putin tried to interfere in the elections in a small country like Moldova.
Indeed, indeed. Anyway, look, thank you very much for joining us. Mogens Lykketoft, former foreign minister for Denmark, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.